This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The program, you dial toll free, take control of the airwaves and bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And Skype in, Skype username lrn.fm. Joining you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
Will.
And Daryl.
We're going back to your calls and thoughts here. For those of you just tuning in, we were talking about one of the alleged administrators of Dream Market, which is one of the few darknet marketplaces operating publicly today, from what I can tell. And there's a lot of suspicious activity going on that makes it sound like it may have been infiltrated by federal agents. We can continue here with your calls and thoughts, though. Storm Crow is on the line, listening, calling us from the highways and byways. Storm Crow, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you doing? I love your show.
Thanks, dude. Go ahead.
Mainly because you can speak proper English, form complete sentences, all that good stuff.
It doesn't take that much to rise above the competition in the radio business, let me tell you, as long as you can stay relatively sober.
Yeah, not in Utah. It's pretty easy, you know. So this Dream site, whatever it is, was selling physical, tangible items, right? Something that went through the mail or whatever.
The site itself is just a marketplace, and there are probably thousands of users on that marketplace who are selling to many more thousands of users who are buying, usually drugs, but there are other categories. I don't have it pulled up in front of me at the moment, but sometimes there are some, like, hacker categories or even stolen credit card information, things like that. I'm not sure if they have that on Dream, but they on some of the other sites, they have had those things.
Think of it like eBay. So, like, eBay, if you go and you buy, you know, a sticker on eBay, eBay isn't selling you that sticker. The company that is listing it on eBay is selling
it. But eBay takes a cut in order to allow them to list. Right. And so imagine an eBay where you can sell everything that eBay prohibits. And that's what you've got. That's
everything
what you got in the,
eBay prohibits.
And everything that eBay allows.
In theory, wanted to.
So they just facilitate the sale, but somewhere there's a physical item that's being sold, and so could they track that? And could that be tracked back, or is the money just invisible?
So it depends, is the answer. The money in this case is Bitcoin, but not always. There was some news, like a year ago, maybe a little more than a year ago, that Alphabay, which is now long, you know, gone as of this summer, but one of the most popular drug market or darknet marketplaces, had announced that they were going to be accepting Monero in addition to Bitcoin for sales on their site. And Monero is a competitor of Bitcoin. Monero actually was built from the ground up for privacy and anonymity, unlike Bitcoin, which is a public. Well, now people know that, but had you not told people that you own some Monero, then they would never have known because it's very, very private. And so when that happened, the Monero price shot up. As soon as that one darknet marketplace announced that they were going to start taking Monero, the price of Monero shot up. So there are ways to use an anonymous currency on some of these markets, but I don't know how many of them. First of all, I don't know how many of them exist right now and that are widely used. Dream seems to be one of them. But I don't know if Dream is a Monero-based site.
Don't think they were.
So, but to answer your question, Storm Crow, if the seller and the buyer are not federal agents, then there's a good chance that the sale will go through as it is intended, and it will be relatively obscured in that the buyer and seller are supposed to be using encrypted communications to one another. So even if the site is taken over by a federal government and the feds are running the site, as long as the buyer and seller are using encrypted communications properly, then the operator of the site should not be able to tell what they're saying to one another. So I don't know if that answers your question.
You don't you don't want to mess with the Fed's monopoly on the money game, that's for sure.
Or the drug game. I mean, remember, they also control the drug market.
Yeah, and it sounds to me like from everything that's coming out, the child porn and a lot of other stuff. So
yeah,
and that's what I never understood is why and how come they can catch the person viewing porn, but they can't catch the person manufacturing the porn. Explain that to me.
Well, because there are probably very, very few people who are actually manufacturing a product like that, and I don't know what levels of security that they are putting into things, but it's always easier to catch a drug user, or in this case, a porn user, than it is to catch a dealer.
Yeah, but you see, even here with the sky and the dark
web. Easier or more profitable?
Oh, both.
To catch the user.
Well, it's more profitable to catch the dealer because they can make a big bust and then, you know, steal their drugs or money and then, you know, turn them around. What were you saying, Will?
I don't know either.
I say if you just bust the users, there's more users than there is dealers. You catch a dealer, then it's a one-time thing. If you leave the dealer alone and let him produce, you have a potential for thousands and thousands of
I see what you're saying, but that is, I mean, as far as drugs is concerned, that's contrary to how busts typically work. They'll bust the users, and they'll work their way up the chain and try to find the dealers, which is one of the reasons why the dark nets are useful, is because they put layers of anonymity in between buyers and sellers, and so even if you bust a user on the dark web, the user doesn't know who they bought from. All they know is, well, I bought from this username on this website.
Yeah,
they don't know who that person
is. Then you have guys like this Cavalieris who just basically write a roadmap for the police to come and pick them up.
Yeah, he was pretty sloppy.
Walk around with a giant neon sign above them that says, I run a dark web drug website. I am a kingpin. Please come arrest me.
And then just waltz right into the Atlanta airport.
For real, yo. I'm just going to fly to America. Why not?
Stormcrow, any other thoughts, questions you want to share?
No, I just really like your show, and I agree that it sounds too easy, too good to be true that they caught this guy with so much sloppy evidence that.
Well, a lot of these guys screw it up. I mean, that we've read the stories of almost all of the takedowns of the major drug darknet marketplaces, and frequently. You know, with the exception of Silk Road 2, which was infiltrated from day one, which, you know, the administrators couldn't have possibly have known that. In a lot of these cases, they really just blew it. And the guy on Silk Road 2 had, like, used his regular email address to buy the hosting account or something. So they even found some, you know, sloppy errors on his account.
I'd like to make one more comment.
Yes, sir.
Have you ever thought about Mexico? How Mexico does not use the U.S. currency? Yet it stole, you know, borders the U.S., but yet it doesn't use the U.S. currency. And you just don't hear much about that. And yet, you know, I mean, that's just kind of, how do they...
Canada also doesn't use the U.S. currency.
Yeah,
the Bahamas don't use the U.S. currency.
I'm not sure what you're getting at with that point.
Well, I'm just saying that how come the major banks, the banking cartel, how come they have it infiltrated and... overthrown the dictators, the presidents, whatever, and forced them.
Because there's banks in other countries. I mean, that's pretty easy to answer. I mean, there's centralized government banks,
but not the oil dollar, not the what do they call it, the petrodollar.
I get what you're saying. You're saying that because the dollar is the big boy on the block, the world's reserve currency in a lot of places, that they can throw their weight around, and that's definitely true. But they don't. The U.S. bankers don't necessarily have enough weight to throw around to displace central banks in every country of the world that has a central bank and whatever other bankers. I mean, all the bankers in the world want to keep their territory, right? Like,
right.
Sort of like drug dealers' territories. Banks have their territory, and the other banks, to some extent, stay out. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. But every now and then, you'll still see that some banks will come in and buy out, like a foreign bank can come in and buy out banks in other countries. So there's still some foreign influence to some of the U.S. banks, and I'm sure there's, in fact, I think that is it BBVA that has an influence on one of the Mexican banks? I'm spacing on which one it
probably
was. But there is a U.S. bank that has a real close tie to one of the Mexican banks. So, you know, unless you know all the details about who's on the boards of directors of all these organizations, you know, it's really hard to make any affirmative statements about the way it's set up. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Book Club Radio.
Today we're chatting with Mike Papantonio, leading trial lawyer and prolific author. His latest novel, Law and Vengeance, is a nonstop, action-packed legal thriller. We spoke with him about the book and the real-life issues that inform and inspire his writing.
So what happened with Law and Vengeance was we had a case that came in that we actually handled for a couple of years, where we had a weapons manufacturer that had created a defective gun sight. But they sold a ton of them to the military and to police organizations all over the country. There is a good side and a bad side where it comes to the way that corporate America operates, and that somewhere in there we have regulators and we have government entities that are making sure they play by the rules, but most of the time they aren't playing by the rules, and we don't have the Department of Justice forcing them to play by the rules.
On the heels of the critically acclaimed legal thriller, Law and Disorder, comes Law and Vengeance, the latest novel from famed trial attorney Mike Papantonio. Law and Vengeance follows the law firm of Bergman Decatomas, who is now in the crosshairs of a weapons manufacturer. But this is not a law firm that plays by all the rules. Based on a real case, Law and Vengeance, the riveting new legal thriller by Mike Papantonio, is available wherever books are sold.
Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let Pool.Bitcoin.com handle it for you, like I did. Just visit Pool.Bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join Pool.Bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at Pool.Bitcoin.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-miracle.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and we invite you to join us on the radio. Take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And Skype on in here. Skype username LRN.FM. You're interested in getting into the world of cryptocurrency? You ought to check out the official wallet of Free Talk Live. It's Jax, JAXX.io. You can get it on their website or at your favorite app store or Play Store. You can hold on to your Bitcoin, Ether, Dash, and a bunch of other cryptocurrencies. So there's also Shapeshift integration built right in there. It makes it easy to exchange between your currencies. You can go to Jax.io, JAXX.io. They made it easy to back up your wallet and recover funds with Jax. They're striving to give you command over your digital life, coins, contracts, currency, identity, and more. It's your digital command center in the palm of your hand. It's Jax, the official wallet of Free Talk Live. As we go to Ricky, he's in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ricky.
Brother Ian, good evening. That would be the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
What's on your mind tonight, Ricky?
Well, I wanted to give a little update, not only yourself, but also the other gentlemen on the show. You know, I've been talking a lot about the secessionist movement, and I know recently we were speaking, and you pulled up a couple numbers and took a little look at some of that. And it, yeah, there's a serious issue going on here in PA.
What's that?
Well, there are conflicts between Philadelphia and the rest of the Commonwealth. There is a lot of people very concerned. There are people, a lot of people for secession. I'll give you an example of that, something that happened to me today. I was out with a lady friend visiting and said, okay, let's get some lunch. Went over and get a pizza. Had to cross the street, right? And far across the street. I'm there, of course, got my battle flag on my back wrapped around me. And there I stand.
You're wearing, hold on, just to be clear for our listeners that may not know, because you haven't really been clear on this call, you're wearing the stars and bars. You're wearing the Southern Confederate flag.
The Southern Cross.
The battle flag of the Army of Tennessee.
And you're in Philadelphia.
Wouldn't it be Virginia there, brother?
No.
Brother Will, right?
Yes. Actually, no, the Virginia flag was almost exactly the same.
But it was square.
Yes.
And it had a white border.
Yep.
There you go. The 3x5 was the Naval Jack and the Tennessee Confederate military had adopted it as their standard. But that flag itself was never actually the national flag of the Confederate States.
Nope.
All right, so you were wearing this flag while you were in the streets of Philadelphia?
No. Actually, I was actually in Swiftwater.
Swiftwater, Pennsylvania. All right. I don't know where that is. Is that a little town? It sounds like a town.
Yeah, it kind of is, yeah.
Okay. All right. So what happened?
Well, I was standing there, went to cross the street, and it was beautiful because all of a sudden I heard beep, 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 you know, as it's going by. And here I got a thumbs up. And then the lady behind this gentleman did the same thing. You know, and I got a lot of comments. I went over, bought my pizza. I pulled out my $2 bills, you know. Tell them a little story. I mean, it's been very positive. Now, one of the things I plan to do in the next couple of weeks is I plan to hit District 189 and go down there and have a little chit-chat. I don't plan on pulling any punches, you know?
Who are you going to chit-chat with?
And why?
District 180. Why? Because...
District 189? What is that?
State rep district. They've got 235 state reps in Pennsylvania.
I see. Okay.
Right. Now, yeah, I would, the reason why is hit a couple topics. I mean, right off the top. I mean, because we're going into this. There's no doubt.
Who's going into way. What?
It's got, we're going into war. Okay. So, World War III going to happen anyway. My answer is one of the positive things of Pennsylvania, the Commonwealth, becoming its own country is we save the people. We're not part of this, you know.
So it's the idea that Pennsylvania. I always confuse the two. Is Pennsylvania going to secede from the United States before World War III, or that World War III will push Pennsylvania to leave the United States?
I'd like to see it beforehand, and I know I'm running this a little tight. I'd like to see it beforehand. Let's face it, the only way to do this...
When do you think this is going to break out, World War III? What do you think the timetable is going to be?
Well, before Christmas.
Of which year?
I don't this know, year. Man. Trump is in office, and he is pretty stupid.
Yeah,
this
but
year, you, and I think... And
I'm sorry, you're not going to get a secession movement together in 2 months.
Oh, no.
That's
no,
not
no,
happening.
No.
Oh, okay. Well, here's the thing. One point before I go.
Yeah, okay.
There's one way to do this, okay? And the reality... Anybody remember South Carolina?
No, you're going beyond one point now. What was the point?
The point is, there's only one way to do this. You have a quickie deliberation, bang, bang, you're done. That's
Who's
it,
deliberating?
Right?
The people what? Having the quickie, apparently.
Thanks for the call, Ricky.
I have no idea what's going on here.
I'm just curious who all's involved in this quickie.
The statement, I have no idea what's going on here, generally applies to all of Ricky's phone calls.
I'm married, so I'm out.
Yeah, he cannot possibly, I mean, we try our best to understand what he's saying. I mean, I got a couple concepts from him. One, he thinks that World War III is going to occur, and that he thinks it's going to happen before
the
end of the year.
In the next 2.5 months.
Yeah, and he's been on before where he said that he believes it's going to be a race war, is what he believes that it's going to be. So
the Vulcans versus the Klingons?
Sarah, let's go to her. She's in Albuquerque. I'm sure you got something fun for us, Sarah. Go ahead.
Well, the fun part of it is that I just want to point out the difference between the city planning is that the regions here, like New Mexico and Arizona, the whole city was planned out after the invent of the automobile. So it was all planned around the cars. So it's very different design compared to the East Coast. So they had the plant, you know, it was already developed before the automobile. So
and what do you feel like that has affected? How has that made life different?
Well, the difference is that every time there's all the accidents that happen in this country happens in this region, like where the whole thing is based around like automobiles. Where, like, for example, like all
ridiculous.
These roads. Well, I mean,
you're saying because the cities were designed with roads in mind that other places in the country have fewer car accidents.
Right. So she called in kind of about this last night. I'm glad she's sort of said it in a slightly different way. But where we live, this. Town that
Keene,
they call
New Hampshire.
A city has been around for a couple hundred years.
Yeah, since the 1700s.
Right.
It's been around since long before there was this automobile. The city of Boston.
This house that we're broadcasting from outdates the automobile.
Right. The city of Boston was founded, the 1600s, so that the cities were designed without cars in mind. She's saying that because places in New Mexico and Arizona were designed after the advent of the automobile, that it's designed for people to drive and thus run over pedestrians.
Yeah, I get what she's saying. It's absolutely ridiculous. I mean, people still drive in all the other places of the world, and I can tell you the Boston traffic is terrifying.
There are car wrecks
and
in Boston.
Thank you for the call, Sarah. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you can dial toll-free to take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom, 855-450-3733. We do have Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Coming up, if we get the chance, I do want to sneak in this European Commission study, Daryl, that you brought in to talk about here tonight about piracy. Since we've been talking about online things, we talked about the dark net markets earlier in the show here tonight, and you're certainly still welcome to comment on that. Don't forget to check out freetalklive.com, where you can get interactive in a variety of different ways. And one of those ways is by just, you know, downloading the show and commenting and maybe sharing your favorite episodes on your preferred social media. That makes a difference for us. When people know that you're listening to and enjoying Free Talk Live, they might decide to check it out too, because your taste is just that good. So head on over to freetalklive.com and listen and share, and we certainly appreciate that. In other technology-related news here tonight, and this story I saw last night while you guys were on the air, Daryl, with the Thursday night show.
Yeah, and you mentioned it to me, but we never went over this.
Yeah, it was toward the end of toward the last half of the show, so you probably were already deep in other stuff. But this is interesting and sad news for the people in Venezuela, where if you've been listening to Free Talk Live, You know that every now and then we kind of check in with the news out of Venezuela to see just how bad things are getting there as the country swirls down the toilet bowl of socialism, and the inflation rate just continues to get more insane. Now, I recall, Daryl, it feels to me like the last time we talked about Venezuela that they were at around 19,000 bolivars to one U.S. dollar in the black market exchange rate.
Sounds about right.
But I don't always remember exactly where it was. Now, as of today at dollartoday.com, one U.S. dollar on the black market in Venezuela, and we do have the, is it the two bolivar note on the wall there? I think, or is it a 50? I can't tell from here. The third one down.
That's a two.
That's a two. So we actually have a two bolivar, the Bolivar Fuerte, because they already
wrong bolivar.
Right, they already replaced the original bolivar with this bolivar. So we know what this looks like because you had purchased some illegally for the person who sold it to you in Venezuela. You purchased
about
online
700 Bolivar Fuerte in total.
What did you pay for that back then? And that was what, several months ago now at this point?
Almost a year ago. Yeah. I think I paid $30 maybe.
Did you calculate at the time what the rate per how many?
I did, and I think I paid.
Because you were paying above, or you were paying less than what the black market rate was, because they were getting, you were getting a terrible deal compared to what you could have gotten if you'd walked into Venezuela with a dollar.
Correct. Yeah. But yeah, I was still paying a good bit more than what the official exchange rate is.
Wasn't it like, I don't know, 2,000 to 4,000 at the time? I'm shooting in the dark as far as
I don't remember. I honestly don't.
Well, now it's 29,000. So it's gone up significantly since just the last time we talked about it. It is 29,000 Bolivar Fuerte per U.S. dollar in the black market. That is how valueless the Bolivar is today. But here's another way to put that in perspective. According to Cointelegraph.com, one bolivar in Venezuela is now equal to approximately one satoshi. Now, satoshi is what?
What is a satoshi?
Satoshi, do you know? You know what it is, right, Will? Satoshi?
It's like a tiny cryptocurrency, like a fedora.
It's the smallest fraction of a Bitcoin. So the Bitcoin,
eighth decimal point.
Right. That's the eighth decimal point of the Bitcoins. And so that is a very, very small amount. Right now, you're talking about a fraction of a fraction of a fraction of a penny, basically. So that's what the Bolivar is currently worth there. So one Bitcoin in Venezuelan Bolivar is now worth like 100 million, one Bitcoin is worth 100 million Bolivar, basically.
Wow.
On the black market?
Yes, using the black market exchange rate, which if you go to, the way they got these numbers was they actually went to localbitcoins.com, and you can then select Venezuela as your location, and it will show you right now what people in Venezuela are willing to trade for Bitcoins. And it's one Bitcoin for every Satoshi, basically. Actually, it's just a little bit worse than that right now. Right now, the Satoshi's worth more than the Venezuela Bolivar.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's a huge, huge level of inflation.
How many cryptocurrencies are worth less than the Bolivar?
Cryptocurrencies worth less than the Bolivar? Probably that's a good question.
Besides my fedora coin.
Like Doge would probably be worth less.
I think Dogecoin might be worth more
than
a Bolivar.
Yeah, probably worth more than a Bolivar.
The last time I looked at the price of a Dogecoin, one Dogecoin was worth like 82 Satoshi.
Do the sites like CoinMarketCap and CoinCap actually allow you to change into more obscure currencies? Because, you know, you can go to like CoinCap.io and, you know, anytime you want, you can go and see the price of a Bitcoin in U.S. dollars. But I do find myself wondering if you can actually,
I'm not sure,
change that.
I've
up
got
on
a website
sites
that I get obscure cryptocurrencies for free. It's actually how I ended up with my Monero coins that I got. Was way back in the day when nobody'd ever heard of them, really. They were sending out bits for free.
So of Monero?
Like 0.00024 to...
Oh, you're talking about, like, the different fountains?
The faucet.
The faucets?
Yeah, where they would just send you, like, little bits, little drips of... But,
yeah.
But you would... I had, like, 25 different cryptocurrencies that I was getting, like, these little tiny amounts of, and none of them are worth anything now except for the Monero, really. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, you had the Fedoras and Doge and, like, all these different ones that at one point in time that you could get from these sites, and then they switch and change. And
right.
So the sites do allow you, like CoinMarketCap.com or CoinCap.io, they do allow you to switch the currencies that you're looking at the Bitcoin prices in, but Venezuelan's Bolivar is not one of the options on either of those two sites. So it would be relatively difficult to do the exchanging, but you could probably figure it out.
Right.
But anyway, if you go to localbitcoins.com, you pull up Venezuela, it will then show you what the current market price on local bitcoins is, and it is currently... The Bitcoin is actually the eighth decimal point of a Bitcoin. A Satoshi is currently worth more than one Bolivar on local Bitcoin. So it's a terrible milestone for the fall of the country's currency, which, of course, longtime listeners of the show know that the central bank in Venezuela doesn't even print their own money.
Correct.
They have to hire a printer. They hire a company to print the Venezuelan Bolivar, and that company that they were hiring won't do business with them anymore because they owe them so much money. Because they're going to pay their bill with the stuff that the company's printing. The company that's printing it wants to get money that they can actually spend somewhere else, so they can't pay for it.
Right. And they should give them some Bitcoin.
Yeah, well, they probably have Bitcoin because in Venezuela it's actually illegal to mine Bitcoin because in Venezuela they subsidize heavily the cost of power into industrial areas. And so, and I guess all the areas, but industrial areas get even more subsidized power. And so if it turns out you're running a Bitcoin mining operation in Venezuela, the secret police are going to be looking for you. And they're going to want to talk to you and put you in handcuffs.
Yeah.
So that's a crazy story. But let's continue talking tech here, Daryl. You've got a story about piracy. For a long time, Recording Industry Association, Motion Picture Association of America, these groups, the various different record labels, they have been saying that piracy is causing them billions of dollars worth of business every single year, that they would be making so much more money, their artists would be happier if only those darned pirates would go away.
Right, and before I get into the article, there's, you know, sort of a history of musicians and, you know, the music companies coming out against every new form of technology, to where initially records means nobody's going to go see musicians play live, and then cassette tape, well, people can then just record off of the radio. And there's always a boogeyman and reason why they're not making money, but there is a government agency that investigated.
And we'll
tell you
about
it.
Coming up, Free Talk Live.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the crown. Not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Bring up anything that you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We got enough time for you right now if you want to join us. 855-450-3733. It's Ian, Will, and Daryl in the studio here tonight. And don't forget, if you want to support Free Talk Live, please become an amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. It's $5 a month, or you can use Bitcoin. You can use any credit card, PayPal, over at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. Your $5 a month comes in. We invest it into Free Talk Live, and then we use that to get on more radio stations around the country, bring new internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. Which reminds me, I totally spaced it. We're going to get to your story here in a moment about piracy, Daryl, but I almost forgot to mention our brand newest affiliate. So welcome to WOKR AM 1310 in Canandaigua, New York. They are on board for basically most nights of the week. They're going to be doing
excellent
Tuesday night through Saturday night from midnight to 3. So they're delayed, what they call in the business, delayed broadcasting the show. And actually, listeners in the Canandaigua market may remember Free Talk Live because we used to be on the same station back when it was called WRSB, and that was probably several years ago now. So we're actually back in the very same market at the very same transmitter but with a different set of call letters. So it's good to be back, and if you're listening to the show, whether you're in Canandaigua or anywhere else, if you are listening in delay, meaning you're not listening live, you can still participate in our show. You just have to remember to call in during our live hours. So if there's some sort of thing that we're talking about tonight, but you didn't get a chance to, you know, listen live, you can just call in tomorrow, anytime between 7 and 10 o'clock at night Eastern time. We'll be here, and we'll take your calls about whatever you want. So, Daryl, you were talking about piracy. This is something that the recording industry has been making a bunch of hullabaloo about for a long time, claiming to be losing billions of dollars to these dastardly pirates at the Pirate Bay and elsewhere that have been torrenting and pirating their software for years.
Well, and people recording TV shows using that damned VHS using blank cassette tapes to record songs off of the radio.
Right. These are all things that were going to sink the recording industry.
Right. So the European Commission paid about $428,000, the equivalent thereof, for a study on how piracy impacts the sale of copyrighted music, books, video games, and movies. But the European Union never shared the report, possibly because it determined there's absolutely no evidence that piracy is a major problem. The Dutch firm eCori was commissioned to research the impact of piracy for several months, eventually submitting a 304-page report to the European Union in May of 2015. The report concludes, quote, "In general, the results do not show robust statistical evidence of displacement of sales by online copyright infringements. That does not necessarily mean that piracy has no effect, but only that the statistical analysis does not prove within sufficient reliability that there is an effect."
So it's not significant if there's any effect whatsoever.
Correct. The report also found that illegal downloads and streams can actually boost legal sales, according to the report. The only negative link the report found was with major blockbuster films, where they concluded, quote, "The result shows a displacement rate of 40%, which means that for every 10 recent top films watched illegally, 4 fewer films were consumed legally." But there are products that, you know, people wind up, let me look to see if this is any good before I go spend money on it.
Sure.
And there are even some, you know, I don't want to say minor musicians, but, you know, people that aren't Katy Perry, aren't Justin Bieber, they wind up getting exposure through illegal streams.
Sure.
And then people, you know what, I want to go support this person, and then they sign up for their Patreon, they go buy their album, they buy a t-shirt.
Well, I think it's industry specific, kind of like what you were saying. Like with anime, you have really good stuff, and like they're crowdsourcing to be able to put that stuff on the air because it's a low profit kind of industry. But then you have the music industry. You have artists like Eminem and Lil Wayne who were able to generate tons and tons of excitement around their music through the bootleg and mixtape, quote unquote mixtape,
right? Mm-hmm.
Culture that was going on in the late 2000s. Like when I was working as a DJ, we used to go to this cat who sold bootleg CDs out of, like, he actually rented a storefront.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and he was
there. He didn't get shut down?
Selling these bootleg CDs, like, all mixtape stuff, all these crazy remixes you could never hear anywhere else except for him. And, like, all the local DJs were going to this guy to get his bootleg remixes, and we were playing those in the clubs instead of the stuff that they were sending us from
The labels,
because it was better.
Huh.
The remixes and the things that they were sending us that we could get from the bootleg guy were better than the things we could get from the label. So we're playing that stuff for the people that are listening in the clubs and getting and that's what's generating all of their sales and their downloads on iTunes and all this kind of stuff, is they're coming to the
club. And they have no idea.
And they're exactly. The artists know.
Yeah.
People like Eminem and Lil Wayne and stuff, they know. They understand, like, modern internet marketing for the music industry.
Well, I mean, it's not even that modern. I mean, if you go all the way back, wasn't it the Grateful Dead who encouraged bootlegging of their concerts?
Probably. Yeah, but then you have things like Chumbawamba, who got completely ostracized by the recording industry because, like, one of their lead singers went out and straight up said, "Shoplift our album." Like he told, she told people, it was the female that was in the group, went out and straight up said, like, go and shoplift, steal our album. Shoplift it if you can't afford it.
That's terrible.
Well, yeah. I mean, they're the ones making the money off of it. So to her, she was like, look, it's art and we think that the record companies are crap and that they kill good music. And so they killed Chumbawamba because he went out and...
Well, good riddance to them for that, because then you're hurting the record. You know, you're hurting the little guy if you're
plus
taking
the
CDs.
Store that you're
stealing.
That's what I mean,
little guy.
So you might be asking, how did people wind up finding out about this 304-page report that the European Commission did not release in May 2015?
Yeah, it's been 2 years now. So
European Parliament member Julia Rita, who represents the German Pirate Party, filed a Freedom of Information Access or Freedom of Information report
nice.
To get a copy of the document and then posted it on her personal blog.
Wow.
The European Digital Rights Organization suggested in a blog post of its own that the full contents of the report was intentionally suppressed, pointing to a 2016 academic paper by two commission officials. That paper says movie piracy and display, or rather the paper was titled Movie Piracy and Display Sales in Europe, only mentioned the part of the ECORI report that highlights the relationship between piracy and blockbuster film law sales and excluded the other findings of the report. Additionally, the paper did not even disclose that the cited information came from ECORI's study.
Asphyxiated monkeys.
What do you mean, asphyxiated monkeys?
Well, that was how they released the report on marijuana in the 80s in America. Was
oh, it, right. They had the monkeys' heads trapped, and they just had cannabis smoke go into their face
24
hours a day, 7 days a week.
Yeah.
And they were asphyxiating the monkeys.
That's
and they
terrible.
Were like, oh, look, it kills brain cells.
Right.
Asphyxiating
no
monkeys.
Oxygen.
I mean, that's what, it's the same thing.
Right.
Asphyxiating monkeys. It's telling you the part of the story they want you to hear. To give the impression that the study said what they wanted it to say.
Yeah. So there you have it. And this is an issue we've been discussing on the show for years. I mean, and it's like anybody that's in the real world and not living in this ridiculous protected class in, for instance, the record industry, the people who live in the real world, they know that their piracy is pretty rampant. That there's a lot of people, and again, the word even, you know, it sounds so bad. It's just sharing, okay? Let's be clear.
Right.
It's just sharing. That sharing is somehow this terrible thing, and that, oh my God, we got to crack down and, you know, arrest these kids that are using their grandmother's computer or arrest grandma because she let her, you know, grandchildren use her computer, and they went and they downloaded some stuff on, you know, via her IP address. And, you know, every now and then we'll see these stories come out, and it's just so sad. I mean, how much money the recording industry spends just trying to enforce their copyrights, trying to enforce these rules. It's just a ridiculous overhead. It's completely unnecessary.
You can't sing Happy Birthday in a movie.
Didn't
oh
that
my God,
change?
I might get you sued.
You actually can. There was a recent court ruling where the courts determined, no, this thing's actually been in the public domain for about 70 years.
So you now can finally sing Happy Birthday at a restaurant, in a movie, or wherever. But for a long time, you were right about that. It just changed like within the last year or so. All right, so we'll see you tomorrow night. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Check out Will's fundraiser, launchgood.com/Malik Center. We'll see you tomorrow.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters. Starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available, comfortable interiors, and state-of-the-art air filtration systems, Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit AtlasSurvivalShelters.com.